Another alarming trend is the steep decline in the abundance of large predatory fish. Many populations of tuna, billfishes, and sharks have been reduced to just 10% of their original population sizes before industrial fishing began. This graphic depicts changes in predator populations through time based on catch rates per 100 hooks as the Japanese longline fleet industrialized their fishing and spread their fleet around the world. In the upper left is the distribution of the Japanese longline fleet in 1952, and you can see that fishing was concentrated pretty close to Japan. And gradually, as you go to the upper right, map B, it spread across the Pacific and even into the Atlantic, where when those fisheries got there, catch rates were very high. However, by 1964, the map at the lower left, catch rates were already declining in areas compared to just 6 years earlier. Compare the Atlantic in map B with map C, and then compare the Indian Ocean in map B with map C. And you can see how just in that 6 year period from 1958 to 1964, catch rates were already declining. However, by 1980, which is the lower right-hand map, all across the world, catch rates were low everywhere, down to 1 to 2 fish per 100 hooks. So a lot more effort being put into fishing by the Japanese longline fleet, spreading in this period of just several decades from just around Japan all the way around the world in every ocean, and depleting the predator biomass.